But
Free Talk Live, 855-453. You can give us a call and talk about whatever you want to talk about here on Free Talk Live. It's Mark,
Hallie,
and Marcus.
Like I said, 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live is the show where you can call in and talk about what you want. And we've got a website where you can post show prep that that you want to share with people and with us. Just go to freetalklive.com. You'll have to have an account there with Reddit. But the instructions make it relatively easy. Just freetalklive.com. And post to your heart's content. We take the information there, and oftentimes we'll pull show prep right from the website. It's freetalklive.com. So in the last couple hours, we talked about the situation with Robert Bales, the U.S. soldier accused of killing 16 Afghan civilians about a year ago, and his plea of getting life in prison. And we talked about, you know, a couple who apparently had a grow operation going on in their house, and the wife just died and fell on the floor, and apparently they got busted, too. Normal folks living relatively normal lives, and it's all blown apart. It's kind of interesting. So I'm going to derail it and talk about a story that admittedly is pretty provocative. It is... It's fascinating. I think that this is an issue that separates people in the liberty community in some ways. And I'm just going to start it here from the Houston Press. It's a story by Craig Mailsow. His name is a shrill whine from the cat, no doubt frustrated by the fact that its rear paws are duct taped together. The front paws are also taped, but separated. It all keeps the cat in the right place, right where, that right there on the clean yellow tiles. Sitting in a simple wooden chair, clad in a black bra, short shorts and heels. Smoke from her cigarette curling up past the yellow masquerade mask, shielding half of her face, is Cruel Machelette. Or, as she's known in the federal indictment, Ashley Nicole Richards. On her necklace is a cross. An R&B song plays Richards, 21 years old, when this video is shot, flaunts her assets. The person operating the camera quickly zooms in to Richards' face as she exhales the smoke. "Now, look at what we have here," Richards says, at about a minute in. "A nice..." It's a P word describing cats. "Nice, nice, nice. Are you calm yet?" Richard lays down a heel on a fold of fur. It's not clear how old the immobilized cat is, but it's not a kitten, but it's small all the same. A white body with a black tail, black rings around its eyes, black ears. Utterly, completely helpless. She says, "What am I on? Am I on something? Am I on something? You little witch, am I on something?" The noises the cat makes sound like a part pain, part anger, part fear. Then the knife. It's a type of knife called a kris, an Asian origin with a wavy blade, and it's, in this instance, looks to be about 6 inches long. Richards now kneels by the cat and runs the blade across the cat's side, the flat of the blade, like the cat, like she's brushing it. Then she rotates the blade and presses it against the cat's hindquarters, like she's going to cut. And the cat goes nuts. She says, "You sure can squirm." The cat moves its head back, trying to bite Richard's hand. "Oh, you don't want to go that route," she warns. "Shut the F up." She pins the cat's neck to the floor with her knee. In the 8 minute and 16 second clip, the cat does not die, nor is it even cut. It's all foreplay. The long, slow mutilation comes later. The sounds that come with it defy description. I don't need to go any farther with the description here. It's pretty horrifying, this idea. It's called crushing. And I guess it's the practice of torturing animals on video. And It's just vile.
I saw this story come up at one point, perhaps on Facebook, and I didn't want to read it. It's so upsetting and disturbing to me, you know, that people would want to harm, like, torture animals, that I just... It's not something. It's upsetting. It's very upsetting to me, and it just seems really disturbing.
We talked a little bit last night about sort of the differences in people's thoughts on animals, but you know, it makes one either animals have rights or they don't, right? And if they don't have rights, if they're property, and we have no evidence that this cat doesn't belong to this lady. If it is a stray cat and she brings it in.
I don't buy that. I don't buy that it has rights or it doesn't have rights, because rights don't really exist. What I think is we are either good, thoughtful, kind people or we are not. So being a good, thoughtful, kind person means you don't torture people, you don't torture animals. You do what's best for everybody in the most effective way that you can. Sometimes people have to kill animals because they need to eat. But you don't torture the animal. You kill it, you gut it, and then you eat it. And it's not about, so it's really not, to me, it's not about rights. It's about being a good person and trying to do good for not just people, but for animals as well.
I want to talk about that in just a second here. But we got Pizza Guy calling in from Fargo. Pizza Guy. You're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Ayn Rand said that a philosophy without pragmatism isn't a philosophy at all. It's just daydreaming. And that pragmatism without philosophy isn't pragmatic because it'll always fall apart. And you gotta have both of those. And, you know, libertarianism is a is a philosophy that's 100% principled and 100% pragmatic. We don't hurt animals and torture them because that gets into your psyche, and then you're more likely to hurt and torture human beings. Yeah, and that's just that. So rights, you're completely correct. Rights don't actually exist, but, you know, it's just good not to torture living things.
Well,
because,
I don't know. This conversation as to whether or not rights exist has gone on Free Talk Live a great deal, and I don't know what that means, they don't exist. I'm married to my wife, and we've been married for going on 10 years. I'm not exactly sure of the numbers. She'd probably be able to let me know, at least after she did some math. But, I mean, does my marriage exist, Pizza Guy?
It's a derivative value. So it's not something you can't... So I guess I don't know how to explain it.
It exists in language.
The value is subjective. The value is subjective, and so it's derivative. It's based on whether or not you want to hold it. And, like, the reason the golden rule of libertarianism works is because in game theory, it's just the best way to do things. Whenever you have top-down, obviously some kind of thing is going to grow up to meet the power that's available and absorb it and use it for evil. And that's why giant governments don't work if they're not with consent. It's all game theory. It's all economics. It's scientific and rationality.
What you're pointing out here is that the prisoner's dilemma is a you know, this classic dilemma in game theory, and it's among the dilemmas in game theory. And the suggestion is that two people who are in instances where they either have to turn on each other or protect each other's butts will, you know, they'll do what's best over time. So if you can teach a lesson to somebody who turns on you, the tit for tat system is the one that works best, I guess, is what you're referring to here.
Well, the game theory on prisoner's dilemma is say cooperate till you're burned and then never cooperate again, right? I mean, that's just game theory. Our morality is born out of thousands of years of evolution teaching us, you know, socially how to interact with one another. And normally, without the technology we have today, it would make sense to become King Shizzle and oppress everybody because that's best for your genes. But in this world, it doesn't work. Freedom is a newer technology. Right?
But, thanks for the call, King Shizzle. 855-453.
I believe his name was Pizza Guy.
Oh, Pizza Guy. I'm sorry, I got confused. 855-453. Free Talk Live.
honest, will owning a bigger TV help you get ahead in life? Will another pair of shoes make you a better person? Probably not. But what if you could speak another language? If acquiring a new language excites you more than acquiring more stuff, then wait till you hear this. As part of its biggest language learning event in history, Rosetta Stone is giving away demos of its powerful language learning software absolutely free. For your free demo, call 1-800-921-5663. And Rosetta Stone has made language learning more convenient than ever. Learn on your computer or iPad, then practice on the go with your smartphone or MP3 player without ever opening a book or memorizing boring vocabulary again. Do you want more stuff, or do you want a language that will last a lifetime? After all, it's all about priorities. To try a free demo of this powerful language learning software, call 1-800-921-5663. Again, get your free demo now. 1-800-921-5663. That's 1-800-921-5663.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators, freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21-cubic-foot refrigerator freezer or a 22-cubic-foot deep freezer, in stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar-powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben'sDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug-out location. Bank on Ben'sDiscountSupply.com.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live, 855-453. You can call in and talk about whatever you want to talk about. We've been talking about animal rights here in a very disturbing practice called crushing, where people do bad things to animals on film and share it on the interwebs. And it doesn't make me very happy to see these videos, I can tell you that. If you're looking to get some kind of a storable food for an emergency situation, check out food.freetalklive.com. There we have the very best brand, the Legacy Premium brand in storable food. Why do I claim they're the best? I claim that they're the best singularly in price, storability, and taste. They're also among the healthiest of stored foods. They're 100% GMO-free, MSG-free, artificial flavor-free, and preservative-free. It's $1.50 a meal, and that's on average half the cost of the competition. They've got an oxygen absorber in every nitrogen-flushed Mylar pouch. There's vegetarian and gluten-free options. And as far as taste goes, I've had these meals, and, you know, they're surprisingly good for a meal that's going to last for 25 years. If you want to get some storable food, go check out the comparison chart. Right there at food.freetalklive.com. There is always free shipping on all orders. It's food.freetalklive.com. All right, so let's take... I'm going to take you to task, by the way, Marcus, on this point that you made as far as animals go and why we treat them the way that we do. Because I think that it's not really universal. I don't think the Liberty Movement has a good... solid stance on animals, and I'll see if I can pick it apart here in a second, but it's the show about your calls. Let's take Helen in New York. Let's talk about animal rights. Helen, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Oh, hi. I just walked in. I always, because I have animals, I always have the radio on, you know?
Mm-hmm. It keeps them occupied. It's something nice for them to hear while you're away.
Right. And I just walked in, and I was like, oh, my God. I heard these two things about that. That crazy
awful
woman with that video, and then I heard Ayn Rand, and she is also like a freaking psycho. And and also, I'm making this call in the memory of Margaret. Margaret is my cat, who would be, in a month and a half, she would be 22 years old, and she just died this morning.
Oh, man. Sorry to hear that. Yeah. It's so hard. I mean, these animals become loved ones. You know, there's cats all over the world, but you have this special relationship with this one animal. You've spent a good portion of your life with them.
Several animals.
But you have a special relationship with that animal, I guess is what I'm saying.
Well, I take good care of them, and they live to be very old. I've had other, another cat, his name is Cole, and he died, like, last year, and he was, like, also, like, 20 and a half or something. But anyhow.
So the animals have rights, Helen.
Yes, they do. And Jeffrey Dahmer, the wonderful little guy.
This sounds like an interesting way to back this up. Go ahead.
Wonderful little guy who was meticulously clean, had a wonderful clean apartment that was full of, when he brought in his guys that he dragged into his apartment, drugged them, raped them, and then he was soaking their bodies in, like, a bucket of freaking acid, you know. But his apartment looked clean, and he made chocolate all day long. Like, what a wonderful person. And but anyhow, Ayn Rand, she made, I can't remember if it was an Atlas Shrugged or Fountain Head, there was this this horrible, horrible, heinous criminal such as Jeffrey Dahmer, that she admired, and she made him a hero in a little couple chapters of her crappy book.
Not familiar. I can't say I've studied Ayn Rand much, and I don't know that much about her. I mean, I know that there are a lot of people.
I don't either, but she's infamous for this. What she did, this guy, what he did is he kidnapped this 12-year-old girl who belonged to this millionaire, and then he, you know, contacted the parents. And he said, okay, come get your girl, give me this money, put it there, blah, 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 set up this arrangement. What he did is he hacked her body to pieces, he killed her, and then he put her body together, and then he got the money, and he scrammed, and he left the father to come pick up this hacked up body of this 12-year-old girl. And this is a fact. And Ayn Rand thought that was something that, like, not only not bad, but somehow it was good, that it showed that he really had the selfishness that you know.
I'm going to have to read whatever article there is on this, and it sounds
fascinating. There's a lot of articles on it. There's a lot of articles.
There must be. If she praised this person, there must be some articles on it. Helen, I do thank you for the call. 855-450-FREE. So And you were saying that, Marcus, that the reason that we in the liberty community, I guess, terminology is that we're nice to animals is because it's the right thing to do.
I didn't say it, we in the liberty community. Okay. I just say people in general.
All right. The reason we're nice to animals is because it's the right thing to do.
Yes.
I don't know whether this is necessarily true, because if, I mean, you're saying that sometimes we eat animals because we have to eat, and there are plenty of vegetarians out there that will tell you that an adult certainly can live quite well off of vegetables and beans and carbs and whatever it is that they eat. They don't need to eat meat. They certainly don't need to eat flesh when you can have things like eggs and milk. Obviously, there's lots of complaints about the dairy and egg industries out there that I think are relevant, but I eat my milk from cows that I can see that eat grass out in the sunlight, and I'm happy about that. And I eat my eggs from chickens that wander around the grass and pick out little bits of stuff that come from a local grocery store. So I know that they're relatively well taken care of. And, so why do we eat meat? I mean, really, isn't that just torturing animals for no good reason?
Well, there's a difference between killing and torturing, and we talked about this earlier in the show when we talked about how leaving somebody in a prison cell 10x10 with no human contact for 30 years is torturous, and you even claimed that just being killed right away was better than that.
I dispatch these chickens.
Right.
These chickens that we're talking about, I eat the same from the same farm. They have both meat birds and sure. Egg birds. And, at some point or another, the egg birds get eaten too. But I've eaten these chickens, and I go and I dispatch these chickens myself. We get six chickens from the batch that's done. And when I slit a chicken's throat, I don't relish it. Mm-hmm. I don't do it in a rough manner.
Right.
I try to treat that animal with the largest amount of respect I can. I know it's giving its life so that I can, its life is being taken from it so that it can feed my family.
Right.
And I say a little prayer in my mind for whatever that's worth to the animal.
Sure, I'm just stating that there's a difference between torturing an animal and just killing an animal.
Sure. And I see it that way too. I don't know if everybody sees it that way. There are plenty of people, vegetarians out there that would claim that the simple act of eating meat is torture.
Well, they could. I don't agree with that. They might be able to make the argument that, killing an animal is wrong, but killing and torture are two different things.
Okay, I'll say fine, but I guess they would say unnecessary killing or some such thing. Now, I don't know what's supposed to happen with the animals that live today. Are we going to phase out eating meat? I'm not sure exactly what the plan is.
No.
Right. I mean, these animals are made to be eaten now. 855-450-FREE, your thoughts on animal rights are welcome here on Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or at worst depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Introducing a 30-day emergency food supply for only $99. At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' 1 month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals for less than $100. These vegetarian meals are all natural, non-GMO, high in carbs and protein, and are packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans, have a 20-year shelf life, and huge portions, over twice the serving size of some competitors' Founders Meals, Oregon Trail Foods, and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying direct from producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Call 541-673-6666 or visit 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com. Got it? Get it. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com.
It's time to get real.
It's time to prepare.
Economic collapse, social unrest, natural disasters,
government takeover,
UN takeover.
Are you ready?
Ready?
Ready? Get ready at the Social Prepper Trade Show in Dalton, Georgia,
June 6th, 7th, and 8th.
3 massive days to learn self-reliance and emergency preparedness. Exhibitors ranging from survival, solar, power, food, protection, guns, ammo, disaster preparation products, hunting, and much more. Seminars by Dr. Wallach, Robert Henry, Raymond Blake Hogshead, Trish Deer, Sandy Hall, Rick Austin, Survivor Jane, and more of our nation's experts on survival and preparedness.
Don't miss the Social Prepper Trade Show,
June 6th through 8th, Dalton, Georgia. For discount tickets, prize raffle, and info, go to socialprepper.com.
Enter code GCN for 50% online ticket discount purchase.
The Social Prepper Trade Show,
presented in part by GCN.
This message dares all fish oil consumers. Yes, many people now take fish oil supplements, but the makers of K48 Plus want you to know it's not what you consume, but how it is absorbed that counts. So we dare you to compare fish oil with K48 Plus. K48 Plus, an omega-3 powerhouse, is made with the highest grade and most potent dose of krill oil available, and is 48 times more easily absorbed than common fish oil. K48 Plus is both a remarkable anti-inflammatory as well as a powerful antioxidant. If you suffer from ailments such as diabetes, COPD, autism, arthritis, depression, migraines, lupus, Alzheimer's, glaucoma, joint pain, high cholesterol, memory loss, or Crohn's disease, you need to see the K48 Plus video at livepremium.net. That's livepremium.net. Or please call 208-521-3601. That's 208-521-3601 and ask about K48 Plus. Restore hope, optimize health with K48 Plus.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, 855-453. Give us a call. Talk about whatever you want to talk about. We've been talking about animal rights, this practice of animal crushing that goes on the internet where people torture animals on YouTube videos, and I guess I shouldn't say YouTube videos, on videos that are then put online and shared with other sick weirdos. And so, you know, whatever, I think it's a very tough issue when talking about the ideas of liberty. Not very easy to address, and I'm certainly interested in your input at 855-453. It's Mark with you.
Jason.
And Marcus.
That's 855-453. BitcoinStore.com's got more than 500,000 items ready for immediate shipment. Many of these items are consumer electronics, so you're talking about laptops and tablets and even flat-screen TVs, those kind of things. You can get them from the world's largest consumer electronics distributor, Ingram Micro, at a 0% markup, wholesale. You can get wholesale prices on consumer electronics, and they've got many other items, too. Go check them out at BitcoinStore.com. However, there is a catch. You must buy them with Bitcoins. So you're going to have to acquire Bitcoins, and you know, you can do that through BitInstant.com. If you just go to Bitcoin.FreeTalkLive.com, they find out about Bitcoins and all about this new international currency that could really bring, you know, take a step forward in human freedom. It's BitcoinStore.com. Right now we're talking about animal freedom. Let's go to Mike Vine calling in from Portsmouth, New Hampshire. Is this Mike Vine, the organizer of the Porcupine Freedom Festival?
That's right. Hey, guys.
What's up?
Hey. Yeah, so, well, first I want to thank you for reminding everyone that registration is closing on June 1st. But I really, you know, I'm so glad that you guys are talking about this topic, and I thought I should call in because it really is, I'm as strict a propertarian, Rothbardian type of person as anyone. I really believe in a private law society. I don't believe in any monopoly state. But I do think that there is a philosophical failure here among your average libertarian on the street. They've almost gone too Randian on the topic of animals.
Okay.
And they do view them as property. And that's an issue because you're dealing with an animal, you're dealing with a living being. And I think that it's impinging upon us to create a category that's something between a full rights-bearing person who can show up in court and advocate on his own behalf and something like a chair, which you can disassemble or throw in a bonfire or, you know, step on with a high heel shoe.
And another point to be made about a chair is a chair will always do what you want it to do. I mean, within the bounds of physics, right? You know, if you move a chair to a certain spot, it stays there, as long as we're not talking about, like, sticking it on the side of the wall or something. Within the bounds of physics, it stays where it's supposed to. It doesn't have its own volition, whereas a living being, whether or not you consider it to have rights, you cannot claim that it does not have its own volition.
That's beautifully put. That's exactly what I think. When you're dealing with an animal, you can see evidence of a will, and I think that a lot of people intuitively, it still deserves to be justified philosophically, but intuitively, we see that the animal has preferences, that it wants to live a certain life, and when you're trying to interfere with that, especially in a painful, destructive way, I think a lot of us intuitively see that as wrong, but on a philosophical level, if you start undermining that for animals, it really creates gray areas for humans, too, whether it's the mentally handicapped, children,
right.
Anyone who can be said to express a will but maybe can't articulate their own defense.
Right. The ruling class can say that these people beneath us are nothing but our animals. And the evidence is that they treat those beneath them like animals, like, you know, livestock. They take the fruits of their labor like people did of draft horses and things like that. So, you know, there's strong evidence that if you allow the concept of rights usurpation of animals, that it will then, you know, pass over to humans.
Yeah. It seems to me that the main motivator for people to deny any animal rights is the fact that they love their hamburgers.
Yeah, that's what it comes down to is, for me, is I believe that animals have rights, and I can't help but violate them.
And that's fine, but I think that what's surprising to me is that people can't agree on a basic protocol to say, well, yeah, I'm still going to kill animals prematurely, but I'm only going to buy certified humane meat, something that where the animal at least got to have a life in a pasture and enjoy a pond and have the sunlight once in a while.
Yeah.
People won't even go to that because they want to keep animals as property. It's almost reminiscent of how Black people were treated in the slavery era. They didn't want to give them an inch because they thought the whole thing
was
crashing down.
Right. The excuse was, how will we pick the cotton? And oftentimes I feel that in the liberty movement, the excuse is, well, I really like bacon. And I do really like bacon. And I raise pigs. And I take those pigs after they've lived 5 months at my property in darn nice pig accommodations, living a really nice pig life, and I give them they get a cupcake. Each one of them gets a cupcake every day. I make sure the other pigs don't get it. Each and every one gets a cupcake, but they've got a great life and one bad day, and that's really all I can give them.
Well, I'm glad you guys brought this up. It's a conversation that needs to happen. I'm so looking forward to seeing Marcus's seminar and your seminar on pigs, and everyone sees the work that Marcus has done, and it's going to be a great pork fest. I'll see you guys there.
Mike Vine, that's the organizer of the Porcupine Freedom Festival. You can get your tickets now by Saturday at porkfest.com. That's P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T. I know we're talking about pigs here, but this is about porcupines. That's porkfest.com. Not that there'll be any shortage of pork.
There'll be a lot of pork at Porkfest, or at least bacon.
That's right. And you and I were both doing seminars there. We mentioned that earlier in the show, but, you know, people tune in, people tune out.
Right.
So let's go to David in Keene, wants to talk about animal rights, too. It's a hot topic. I knew it would be. This is, frankly, libertarian red meat. David?
I go by the golden rule, and that goes with animals too. I think fishing, I know this is going to sound crazy, but I think fishing is wrong, because if you pull, like, some poor fish is down there, and, like, would I want to be yanked by my mouth by a hook and have my mouth all destroyed, and then, like, when I'm too small, I get thrown back in? That's inhumane, majorly, and everybody talks about fishing like it's the best thing ever.
Well, I wonder here, it does kind of fall into the realm of the hustler. Like, if the deal's too good to be true, somebody's hanging a nice, big, fat, juicy meal in front of you. No, it didn't cost you anything. I mean, what could happen here? Hey, David, if I take you out for a nice, big meal, don't you think there's some strings attached to this?
Yeah, I guess.
I'm just kidding you. I don't know what those little fishies think in their little fishy brains. But I often think it's interesting that some people will claim to be vegetarians, but then eat the flesh of fish. Like, I'm pretty sure the fish don't think they're vegetables.
Right.
So, anyway.
David, that's my 2 cents.
All right. Appreciate the call. Thanks so much. So, you know, I mean, Marcus, I just have a tough time with the concept that somehow this particular breed of hairless monkey can claim rights and the rest of the world can't. I mean, if it's okay to eat pigs, which are supposed to be relatively smart animals, I haven't seen the evidence of that one way or the other. I can tell you, whoever says that pigs are particularly clean animals are people that haven't lived with pigs. But
some people do have a pig as a pet, like a
small
pig, and it will live in their house.
Some people have monkeys. Some people, like Michael Jackson, have chimpanzees. So is it okay to eat a chimpanzee, the man's closest relative, the smart creatures that they are?
Well, I'm not claiming it's right or wrong. I'm just saying my claim was really about that.
Torturing's wrong.
Yeah,
there's a line in the sand. I'm going to agree with you on your line. I just don't know if it's just not an easy subject to broach for me. 855-453, Free Talk Live. Your thoughts.
Have you considered getting some storable food for emergency situations? Emergencies can take many forms. Weather, blackouts, unemployment, fiscal collapse, just to name a few. You know when emergency is going to strike. You just don't know when. Stored food is a basic form of insurance for you and your family. And cost-effective insurance at that. The Legacy Premium brand can get you 100% GMO-free, MSG-free, artificial flavor-free, preservative-free food for as little as $1.53 a meal. That is, on average, half of the cost of their competition. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the chart that compares Legacy Premium to their competition. Legacy Premium is the best. They've got an oxygen absorber in every nitrogen-flushed Mylar pouch. Vegetarian and gluten-free options, they are the best in price, storability, and taste. Free shipping on all orders. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the comparison chart and the great specials. It's food.freetalklive.com.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. Do you know the number one most valuable item in a crisis? Some people think the answer is gold. Others think it's a gun. But the correct answer will shock you. I just created a free video at crisis123.com that reveals a surprising item that is more valuable than gold in a crisis. 97% of Americans don't have this one critical item. In fact, they haven't even given it a thought. And the sad truth is that you may not survive without it when a real crisis hits and a starving mob is right outside your door. What I have to tell you could literally make the difference between life and death for you and your family. Watch my video at crisis123.com to discover the number one most valuable item in a crisis. You'll be shocked. See the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go watch my video now at crisis123.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's crisis123.com.
What if you had a witness everywhere you drive? Now you can with video-cam.com. From truckers to motorcyclists, the handy video dash cam can be used for insurance claims, accidents, police encounters, road rage, or natural disasters. Has instant screen playback and optional night vision. Get the best quality, affordable HD dash cameras available at video-cam.com. That's video-cam.com. Or call 855-855-2022. Always have a witness with video dash cam.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. Call in, talk about whatever you want to talk about. We've been talking about animal crushing. Crushing is the practice of harming animals, torturing animals on video and, I guess, sharing it with your sick, weird followers on the internet. And I'm shocked by this practice. I guess if somebody would have asked me, hey, do you think there's videos of people torturing animals on the internet? I would have said yes. But I would even take, what is it, internet rule number 38 or whatever, that you know, no matter what you can do in life, that there's somewhere on the internet there's porn of it. And that, in fact, that that it would go that far. I guess I'm able to block this stuff off in my mind most of the time, and I don't have to talk about these things.
It's not a pleasant thing to think about or talk about, but it is an important subject. So it does deserve some time to be talked about, even if it is very unpleasant.
Another thing you need to think about is if you're getting a home, is getting a mortgage, getting the best mortgage for you. The best way to get the best mortgage for you is to do some comparison shopping. Go to MortgageMinuteGuy.com, talk to Roger Schlesinger, one of his experts over there at MortgageMinuteGuy.com, and you know, talk to them about the best loan for you. Hey, if you're already working with somebody, you need a second opinion. And that's the best way to get the best deal, I think. And find out about all the options as far as loans go. The team of experts there at MortgageMinuteGuy.com will discuss all the options with you. They know the difference between a cheap loan and an inexpensive one. Lots of people getting home loans right now. Spring is home loan time of the year because it's home buying time of the year. The telephone number, give them a call, is 866-288-0088. You're looking to get a home, looking at a mortgage right now, you need to call Mortgage Minute Guy. 866-288-0088, MortgageMinuteGuy.com. So we've kind of danced around the idea of animal rights here. And by the way, you can give us a call at 855-450-FREE. We might be able to squeeze you in here in the final segment. It's Mark with you.
Hallie.
And Marcus.
And we've talked about these the animal rights sort of a little bit, but we really haven't talked about what rights are. Now, Ian and will say that, I don't know what rights are, but I think that they're a good idea if we can agree on them. And Marcus, you seem to be taking a similar position. I take the position that if ownership is true, then rights are true. Rights are a function of ownership. I have the right to drive my car because I own my car. And that rights are transferred with ownership, and that's what it comes down to. I have rights as an individual because I own my body and I can demonstrate ownership of it. And as I read rights theory, at least, you know, theories on negative rights, this is, you know, people, this is, you know, the experts agree with me on this one, I guess. And from what I can tell, the animals own their bodies too. The animals that live in my house, they do what they want to do. They have a certain level of imprisonment in the sense that I decide certain aspects of their day-to-day routine, but largely they do what they want to do with their bodies. And so if they control their body, they must be the owner of it and must have rights over that body. And that, and I work on a, you know, I have a working farm. I've got pigs, and those pigs have a right over their body. I feed them good and take care of them for 5 months. Life is good there with grass and clover to eat and places to go and much bigger area than most pigs get. Sunlight and, well, rain too. it's not like they got much of a pig house. They got a little pig house. And, you know, I think that they, you know, they do have rights, but there's that one day that comes that I violate their rights completely. I put them in a trailer. I take them off to the hippie slaughterhouse and they treat them with as much respect as I could possibly ask them to, but they come back as meat. And the way I see it, we're talking about a situation of violation of rights. I'm violating their rights, and it's because I can't give up the idea of eating meat.
I have thought about this at a few times in my life, and I guess I take a bit of a soft position on it, and I've said that, you know, for the people that are vegetarians because they don't believe in killing animals, I usually say, like, well, you know, perhaps they're a little bit further along in the thinking or than I am. It's in all honesty, for me as a personal choice, it's something I haven't spent the time to really fully consider and make a choice on. I do know that I feel that torturing any living thing is wrong, and I try to do my best to respect living things within reason. You know, if there's a spider in my house that I don't care for, or there was actually a wasp was in my house the other day. I caught it. You know, I got a cup over it, and I stick a little, you know,
paper underneath it,
and then I bring it outside and let it go. You know, I mean, if I don't have to kill it, I'll try to capture it and let it go peacefully.
There was a great cartoon that I saw on the internet today of a spider that got, you know, saved in the same way. And then when a burglar came in the house and was threatening the man, the spider took him out with a sniper rifle.
So benefits for taking care of bugs.
Now, Tally, you say that this may technology may save us.
Well, yeah. I mean, aren't there stories about technology and development with the 3D printing that might be able to produce meat, tasty, tasty meat?
Well, I mean, there's lab-grown meat, and it may be that, you know, they may be able to use a 3D printing model to make, you know, texturize this lab-grown meat in some way. They're working on it, and I hope that it comes out soon because it may solve that problem. But one has to ask oneself exactly what's going to happen to the meat industry. What's going to happen to cows? Are they going to be museum pieces?
I don't think we'd have nearly as many cows today if it wasn't a market for them.
Oh,
right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And lab-grown meat probably will solve some issues of global warming. I don't particularly want to get into some huge argument as to whether or not methane is a greenhouse gas or not. But the people that would claim that there are greenhouse gases will claim that methane is a greenhouse gas. I agree with them. And the reality is that all this argument over carbon dioxide is really just frosting on the cake. The fact is, methane is the body of this problem. The problem is with global warming, if you believe in it, is the consumption of meat on this planet.
Well, I think you guys really touch on a very interesting point, and that is that the market could solve this problem. If somebody or many people create new, tasty, foods that are filling and nutritious and safe to eat and economical, then people will buy those instead of the foods they're buying now, whatever they're replacing.
I think we're coming along to that, and that's absolutely true. By the way, the market will save us. If there's a problem with global warming, it's going to be the market's going to save us. These governments will simply run around chasing their tails, trying to figure out how to whose wallet they can pick
Meanwhile, warming the globe with all their gases right. that they're expelling and poisons that they're
dropping.
Well,
we're going to have to take some Lear jets to Geneva to talk about this. It's absolutely ludicrous, and you're right. That will solve the problem. But I think you're taking steps. If you take a look at 20 years ago with the veggies, hot dogs and things like that, they're getting better at producing vegetarian items that are more like meat. I've had some bacon, veggie bacon, that wasn't horrifying.
Yeah, I like veggie burgers. They're quite tasty and they're very easy because you can just buy some, throw them in the freezer, and then, you want one, throw it in the microwave. And it's done because, you don't have to deal with all that meat stuff where you got to make sure it's cooked to a certain temperature. It's just some vegetables in a brick, but it's very tasty.
And I hope that they do such a thing. But, until then, Jason, I think until technology saves us from this particular dilemma, I still think that we're violating animal rights. I just don't. I feel completely disempowered to do anything about it in my life. The only thing I can do is sort of be this conscious carnivore, I guess is the terminology that they're using for this. And, I'm no fan of buzz phrases, but I try to treat the animals that I eat in the best fashion I can or get them from some place that I believe that they do. And that's one of the reasons that I've, eat organically and buy the stuff. It's not that I care about food being raised organically as much as I care about how the animal is treated. And when it comes to the preparation of vegetables, the growing of vegetables, I don't like the idea of fertilizers and pesticides being used on crops then flowing into, say, the Mississippi River and flowing down the Mississippi River and creating what they call a dead zone that's the size of New Jersey in the Mississippi Delta. I don't know what that means, and I haven't seen this dead zone, but it doesn't sound good, does it?
No, it doesn't sound good at all. That doesn't make for very tasty vegetables either if you're spreading chemicals on them.
Yeah, I guess that's why I don't like this GMO, that GMO label. Anyway, it's been Mark with you.
And Tally.
And Marcus.
You can check us out at freetalklive.com or participate with us on our Facebook page at facebook.freetalklive.com. Thanks.
If you don't feel as good as you'd like, or if you're looking to get a jump start on a new, healthier you, Youngevity has your answer. The Healthy Start Pack is antioxidant-rich and beyond compare because you get all 90 essential nutrients and 115 fruits and vegetables. To order your Healthy Start Pack today, call 607-739-5595. Again, that number is 607-739-5595. Once you start taking the Healthy Start Pack, you will see and feel why our motto is 90 for life.
Money's tight and gas is expensive. Learn how each time you fill your tank, you can get 10 to 20% better mileage. That could easily save you $1,000 a year. I've been using the Fuel Treatment XFT in my cars for over 6 months. I keep track of my mileage and it works. Save yourself $1,000 a year. Start using XFT. Go to xft.freetalklive.com. Improve fuel economy, prolong engine life, increase horsepower, and reduce emissions. It works. xft.freetalklive.com.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words. Disaster. Stuff. Add.com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost. And protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.